There's a well-known minhag Ashkenaz quoted in Shulchan Aruch that Bnei Ashkenaz say the perek of Tehillim LeDavid Hashem Ori V'Ishi during the month of Elul. And really, if you think about it, we say this perek of Tehillim for a significant period of time because we say it starting Rosh Chodesh Elul and then through, you know, already more than halfway through the month of Tishrei. So you're talking about almost 2 months of the year, which is almost one-sixth of the year, is spent saying LeDavid Hashem Ori twice a day, which is both at the end of Shacharis and at the end of Mincha or Maariv, depending on whether one davens Nusach Ashkenaz or Nusach Sfar. And this is something which is what, you know, basically any Ashkenazi shul you go to nowadays, they're going to say LeDavid Hashem Ori. However, it is understood that there are many Jews who have the minhag not to, or I don't want to say have the minhag not to, but don't have the minhag to say LeDavid Hashem Ori. And I once heard a very excellent shir by Dr. Schneur Lyman, where he discussed one aspect of the possible reason why many groups of Jews don't say LeDavid Hashem Ori, despite the fact that it did catch on amongst the vast majority of Ashkenazim. He gave certain roots to the possibility that it had something to do with Shabbosai Tzvi, and therefore certain groups were opposed to it. I just wanted to suggest a different approach, which was why the Vilna Gaon specifically did not say LeDavid Hashem Ori, and those who follow these types of shitas of the Gra wouldn't say LeDavid Hashem Ori during the month of El, or really any other time as an official minhag. It doesn't mean to learn Tehillim, to say Tehillim is a problem. It just means that specifically LeDavid Hashem Ori, to be misakin it as a real takanas chachamim or as a minhag, would be something that is not something that we would do for those who learn like the Gra's shita. It is not. It really has nothing to do with anything to do with Shabbosai Tzvi. It has nothing to do with anything that has to do with other halachic considerations. And as we'll try to elaborate on, it's a general shita that the Gra has about adding Tehillim and adding things onto davening as a whole. So this is mentioned in the Sefer Maaseh Rav. Everything I'm going to say today is based on the Sefer Maaseh Rav, which was the Hanhagos of the Gra recorded by the Vilna Gaon's Talmidim. And in the Maaseh Rav, when he talks about what person is supposed to do after they finish saying Aleinu, so it's in Os Nun Gimel in the Maaseh Rav, he writes, Achar Aleinu Shir Shel Yom Kadosh Yasom. So you're supposed to have Aleinu, then the Yom, and then Kaddish. So the Vilna Gaon continues and says, Mashma, you're not supposed to say Kaddish after Aleinu, and also after the Shilshon. Ve'ein laharbos be'kadeshim shelo tzorech. If it is not necessary, you should not add extra Kaddishes. So therefore, in this case, you wouldn't need a separate Kaddish after Aleinu and the Shir Shel Yom, so you should only say one. Ve'ein omrim shum mizmar zulas shir shel yom. And you're not allowed to say any other prakim of Tehillim, except for the Shir Shel Yom. Velo shir hayichud, velo shir hakavod, and you're not supposed to add on, you know, the shir hayichud, shir hakavod, like anam zmiros, rak biyantif. He says, only say anam zmiros on yantif. Well, you know, maybe some other time we'll try to elaborate why that is. Gam erosh chodesh elol ad yom kippurim ein omrim kapitel kavzayin. And also, we don't say perek kavzayin in Tehillim, which is ledavid Hashem Ori. So that's where it comes from, that the Gra Shita is not to say LeDavid Hashem Ori. So to explain why the Gra Shita is, you don't say LeDavid Hashem Ori, it's basically grouped together with everything else that he says not to say, which is you're not supposed to add any prakim of Tehillim except for the Shir Shel Yom. So he holds you do say the Shir Shel Yom, but you don't say anything else, and in addition, you don't say LeDavid Hashem Ori, you don't say Anam Zmiros. So this is, it's a general thing, nothing to do dafka with LeDavid Hashem Ori, that being something wrong with saying that particular perek. That's the idea. So it has nothing to do with LeDavid Hashem Ori. It has to do with adding prakim of Tehillim onto the tefillah. And here I'm using the newest edition that I'm aware of the Maaseh Rav, which is a really beautiful edition. It's from the Machon Ma'adani Osher, Hotzos Weinreb, right? So it was put together by Rav Zulashinsky, I don't know if I'm mispronouncing his name, but Rav Yaakov Zulashinsky, who did a really beautiful job collecting a lot of Meforshim, and adding his own Ha'aris and Ma'ar Makomos on the bottom. So I'm going to quote to you from some of these. So first of all, this is a quote that he has from the Aderes, Rav Eliyahu David Rabinovich Ta'omim. And he quotes that also in the Hanhagos of the Maharsha, it says you're not supposed to add any prakim of Tehillim, similar to what we saw in the Ma'aser Rav. And he says you're not supposed to add during Chodesh Elul and Tishrei the Perek of Ledavad Hashem or Rav Yishi. And the Aderes adds to this, Kachi gam das Rabbeinu Agra. So too, in addition to the Marsha's custom, this was also the Gra's custom. Shelo lomar mizmer ledavad Hashem ori uketikon Marsha zal v'taimam nira. So he supposes the reason mishum tircha detzibura kemosha amr bevrachos yidbeizem itbeiz. So it's like the Gemara in Brachos on yidbeizem itbeiz says. We'll get back to that. Umi mishum bittel malacha kemosh kasev v'megila yichaf alaf amid alaf shein mosifin kruyim biyom shemutarim b'malacha. So the Aderes gives a very simple reason based on two different Gemaras. But the two different Gemaras have one major theme, and it plays itself out in two different ways. So the Gemara that he's quoting in Maseches Brachos, Yud Beis Amid Beis, is saying that when they were trying to be Mesakein, the third Perek of Kriya Shema, I mean, the first two Perekim of Kriya Shema, you have Shema Yisrael and V'yahafta, and then you have V'hayayim Shema. Those two were set. And then they were trying to figure out what Perek are they going to use for the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Which parak are they going to use to be misakein to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim every day, both by day and by night? And we know that's a machlokas tanaim, etc., but we say it both by day and by night as part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So the Gemara goes through a number of possibilities, and one of the possibilities is they want to be misakein one of the blessings of Bilam. Bilam and one of his prophecies that he has is a lengthy prophecy, and it does the job very, very nicely. And it gets all the topics that we want covered, in addition to basically mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim. But there's one major problem, is that it's too lengthy. Parsha Vayomer that we use for the Parsha of Tzitzis to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim has a lot of the criteria built into it, which is excellent. And in addition, it's not that long. So that's why we are misakein, that's why the Chachamim were misakein to be Yotzi the Mitzvah, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Parsha of Tzitzis that we use in Kriya Shema every single day. That's where it comes from. But the reason they didn't use the Parsha Bilam was that it was too much tircha on the people to make them say this whole long third Parsha of Kriya Shema. It would make Kriya Shema too long. And therefore, they chose the shorter one. So that's point number one that the Aderes makes, is that we dafka chose the shorter perek, or the shorter Parsha, to say as the third perek of Kriya Shema, because we're not trying to be matriach the tzibur to say extra psukim. We're trying to make davening as good as possible, but as brief as possible if we're covering all the things that we need to cover. And that's the goal. So that's source number one. Source number two is the Mishnah and the Gemara and Megillah, which states explicitly on the days that people go to work, it's usher to make hosafos, which means that on Shabbos, when nobody goes to work, it's mutter to make hosafos. You have seven aliyos, and you have maftir, and you're allowed to be mosif on those seven aliyos. That's already something else that people don't like it so much. So if the olam that you're in doesn't like hosafos, or you know they're not willing to put up with it, then you go back to the original issue of tircha d'tzibura that was mentioned in the other gemara. But assuming that people are willing to put up with hosafos to whatever extent, let's say a guy wants to make a bar mitzvah, or he wants to make an afruf, and he has so many people that he wants to be mechabed, so then he needs to make a hosafa or two. So people are willing to put up with it because they know that when they need to make a simcha, so they're going to also have to be mechabed a lot of people. There are a lot of people in this world who are very worthy of kavod. So they get very insulted if they don't get their kavod. So if you're not going to be mechabed, then you're going to cause all kinds of strife in the family. And therefore, in order to avoid it, you mechabed people to the best of your ability. If you can do it, if you can manage to let the tzibur put up with it, you should do it. And therefore, they were allowed hosafos on Shabbos and days where there's no malacha. However, on days where people go to work, let's say you have a bar mitzvah on a Rosh Chodesh morning, and you want to be mosif the aliyos onto the Rosh Chodesh, or you have a regular Monday, Thursday bris, and you want to be mosif aliyos to the regular number of people that are called up on a Monday and a Thursday. So the halacha is you're not allowed to, even if you get the whole tzibur to agree that they're willing to put up with it, it's not permissible because there's an isser of bitul malacha. You're causing people to come late to work, causing people to miss work. And that was the takanas chachamim, that you're not allowed to add extra aliyos during those days. Now, if you think about it, how long does it take to add an extra aliyah? We're talking between 1 and 2 minutes here, maximum. You know, if you go to a regular minyan on a Monday and a Thursday, the whole Kriya Satorah doesn't take more than 5 minutes necessarily. So, and we're talking about adding an aliyah. The guy, get him ready to come up there. He'll be quick, and then he'll take care of business in 30 to 45 seconds, no problem. But the answer is the Chachamim said no. The Chacham said you can't be mosif extra aliyos on days where people are going to miss work. So what we see here from these two different Gemaras that the Adaris is quoting is that, number one, there's an issue of Tircha D'Tzibura. In general, we try not to matriach people to say too many psukim. And number two, we try not to waste people's time when they're going to work. We had a reason. The Gemara Megillah discusses the reason they dafka umasak in X amount of aliyos per day and X amount of psukim per aliyos. It's a beautiful Gemaras to learn. But in the end of the day, they weren't looking to be mosif onto the original takanos of X amount of aliyos per day or X amount of psukim for kriyashma. They're not allowed to add to that. So this was the shita of the Gra. The Gra paskind that you're not allowed to add extra prakim of tehillim to the davening, which aren't necessary. Well, now there are a number of other places where this plays out as well in the Maaser Rav in terms of when you're adding on to the tefillah, where sometimes there became a minhag to say certain brachim of Tehillim, and I just want to go through them. It happens to be in the Makoros Ubiurim on the bottom of this brand new Maaser Rav. They do a good job cross referencing all of the different ones. So I just want to read you the other cross references here. The first one that's mentioned is by Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LaDavid. So that's in Os Chavav by the beginning of Shacharis. So there, here the Maaser Rav reads, HaShaliach Tzibur Maschil Mibaruch Sha'amar Ve'ein Omrim Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis. So the Gra's minig was that you don't say Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis Ve'lo Shar Psukim B'Tzibur Kodem HaTfilah, as well as you're not supposed to say other Psukim B'Tzibur before davening starts. Ve'lo Achar Tfilah, and you're not allowed to add Psukim after Tfilah Rak Shir Shalyom. So this is the original place where he writes the only thing you're allowed to add on is the Shir Shalyom. And we'll have to try to discuss a different time why is it even mutter to add the Shir Shalyom. But L'maisa, in the end of the day, the Gra was Machter the Shir Shalyom, but he wasn't Machter adding Prakim of Tehillim to the beginning of davening or to the end of davening. Now, it's a very nice discussion where Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid comes from, and in terms of where it's placed in tefillah, and that's a nice discussion to have a different time as well. But for now, just in terms of the theme, this is the first place in the Maaser Rav where it's mentioned the shita of the Gra that you're not allowed to add on to it as well. And this is also he quotes in the Kovetz Mefarshim here from Agon Rav Naftali Hertz, one of the great Rabbanim who wrote Biurim on the Maaser Rav. So he writes, "V'hatam nirali daha amru sof per kama de brachos bikshu lekvoa parshas bolak b'kriyishma umipnei ma lo kavlo b'mei torah chatzibur." So he says, why didn't they use the prakim from why didn't they use the parsha from Balak, meaning the prakim of Bilam's nevuah, that which has, you know, all the criteria? So he says, Tircha d'tzibur, as we said from the Adaris, Vim came kol shekin shelo nuchal anan likvoa shum mizmor b'tzibur mipnei atorach rak mashim of furish mirabuseinu. So he says, kal v'chomer, we are not allowed to add on something that the Rabbanan did not add on to the tefillah, unless they told us to, and they didn't tell us to add on Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis. They didn't tell us to add on the David Shemori, and therefore, it's not our place to then go ahead and add on additional prakim of Tehillim. We'll do one more. We'll do two more. In Os Samach Tes, we have this similar idea, which is for Sfira Sa'omer. Sfira Sa'omer, as we know, is a mitzvah either d'oraisa or d'rabbanan, and we do it often after Maariv or during Maariv, as the case may be. So the Gra's sheet that happens to be, as we'll see, was that it's not part of Maariv. So he writes in Os Samach Tes, he writes Sfira Achar Aleinu. So Sfira Sa'omer is supposed to be said after Aleinu. Kol haminyan biyachad, right? In Nusach ba'omer, kamosh kasa b'shulchan aruch, v'lo la'omer, right? So this was the shita of the Gra, not like the Ramah shita of la'omer, But nevertheless, he likes Ba'omer, right? Ve'ein omrim shum psukim lo lefanav ve'lo la'achrov, ki im yihi ratzon she'ibane. So the Gra's shita was, again, you're not supposed to say any psukim before you say Sviras Omer. You're not supposed to say any psukim after you say Sviras Omer. And this is against the minig, I believe the Magen Avraham is the one who quotes the minig, to say Lam Natzeach after you're done. And some say, so he said, you say Yehi Ratzon Sheibana Beis HaMikdash Me'er V'Yameinu. That's, nowadays people say that in the form of a harachama, and that's also something worthy of discussion in terms of why the Gra didn't say the format of harachaman as opposed to Yehi Ratzon, which is the more traditional format that existed pre the harachamans. So that's a nice discussion to have also for the Shita Sagra. But the bottom line is, he says, you're not allowed to add extra psukim to the mitzvah of Sfira Sa'omer. You say the bracha, you say this, you count the Sfira, and you say Yehi Ratzon Hashem should rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. That's the shita of the Vilna Gaon, not to add any psukim to that. Now, I think as I'm hearing myself say it, I think I realize I made a mistake. I don't think the Ramah's shita is La Omer. I think that's the Nosei Kelim on the Shulchan Aruch, right? La Omer instead of Ba Omer. Maybe the Magen Avraham. I don't have it in front of me to tell you who says what. But I believe actually the Ramah and the Ramah holds Ba Omer as well. My apologies. And then we'll do one last one because it's also Nogea to Inyani Diyoma, which is when it comes to Tikiyas Shofar. So as you know, there's certainly a widespread minig that what people say the parak of Lam Natzeach seven times before we blow the shofar for the first time, before we make the bracha and we blow the tkios dimiyushav, right? So that's something which, as you may have guessed, the Gra was also opposed to that particular takana. So that you have to go a little bit further. That's an os resh vav. In Resh Vav, the Gra writes, the Maisarav writes, Ein Omrim Shum Mizmor Kodem Tkiyas Shofar. You're not allowed to say any Prakim of Tehillim, or you don't say any Prakim of Tehillim before you blow Shofar. Velo Hayiratzon Anidfas B'machzorim. Velo Uvachen Yiratzon Bein Kol Seder V'Seder. So it says you don't say any of the Prakim before Tkiyas Shofar, and you don't say any of the Hiratzons that are in between the kolos, and you don't say the hiratzon. Yeah, same idea. You don't say the hiratzon beforehand, and you don't say the hiratzon afterwards. And here in the he actually quotes from a different place in the Gra, and from the Tosefos Maisara, which is not the Gra as well, but it's Reb Chaim Volozhiner adding on to the what it says here in the Maisara. It says Agrach noig beseder tkiyos lam yushuv v'lamid muumad haynu tashrak tashat tarat l'malchi zukonos shofros. He's saying that's how Reb Chaim Volozhiner was mashlim the Mea Kolos. And I just wanted to add this part because even though it's not Nogia to what we're talking about, it's a very interesting perspective to have on Tkiyas Shofar. So it says that the Gra samach lima'od be'es Tkiyas Shofar. He was extremely happy at the time of Tkiyas Shofar. Ki kein amar shetzarech lios berov simcha v'chedva ki dugmas hamedina shemamlichim melech u'ma'atrim oso. Says that you have to feel like you're at a coronation, that when you blow the shofar, you're supposed to feel like you're coronating the king. The Ribbono Shel Olam is once again being coronated as the Melech Malchi Amlochim. Kein anachnu tkiyas shofar mamlichim laKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol olamo she'anachnu amo. Right, so he says that we have to feel that we're putting, you know, kaviyachol, we're crowning the Ribbono Shel Olam as the king over the entire universe, you know, every single one, you know, if you learn Nefesh HaChaim, all the upper worlds, the lower worlds, the medium worlds, everything, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Bechvodo V'Atzmo, is the king of everything, and it's a beautiful feeling to have during Tkiyas Shofar. So that's just a nice thought to have in general, but L'maisa, for our purposes, again, to keep in mind that when we have all these seven Lam Natzeach that we say, and we have them in our Meitzar Psukim, so the Gra was against all of this. He said, you're not supposed to add all these extra Psukim when it comes to Tkiyas Shofar. You're supposed to blow the Shofar. That's the mitzvah. To then go ahead and add all these extra things is not a chiyuv that we have, and therefore we don't do it just to stam make people say extra Psukim and extra, you know, extra Mizmorim. So going back to the original statement of the David HaShemori, so you see this is not an isolated shita of the Gra, that the Gra held. You're not supposed to say L'Dav Hashem Ori for some specific reason to do with that particular parak. It has nothing to do with that particular parak. It has to do with any parak. It has to do with adding prakim and psukim to make the tzibur say when there was no tekanas chachamim to make them say it, and it wasn't deemed necessary. I just want to add one ha'ara, which is not found in the classic mafarshim on the Gra, but it's something which those who understand the way Sidurim and Machzorim have come to be over the years may have taken note of, which is that one of the first se'ifim in all of Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber writes, Tov ma'at be'kavana mehar be'shelo be'kavana. It's better to say a little bit with kavana than to say a lot shelo be'kavana. So, which means that, you know, I once heard this from a Rebbe of mine, that he said that when people learn the Daf Yomi quickly, they use a phrase that they're davening up the Daf. That they're just davening it, they're not learning it. And he said he thought that was insulting, not just to the, you know, to learning something too quickly, but that the word you use for saying words that you don't really understand and you don't really care what you're saying is davening. He says that's a terrible thing. You shouldn't daven up the daf. You should learn the daf, and you should also not. You shouldn't use words. You shouldn't use the word davening to mean saying words without concentrating on what you're saying. So Lamaisa, we've come to the point in our lives where we have sort of replaced that mantra of Tov Ma'at Bekavana Mehar Beshalo Bekavana with Tov Har Beshalo Bekavana Mehar Bekavana. That we replace quality with quantity, and we just add and add and add. And the way we make ourselves feel like we're accomplishing something is when we add more prakim of Tehillim to mumble quickly and not to say slowly and carefully. It's not necessarily something that the Shulchan Aruch would recommend. Now, let me be clear. It doesn't mean that I can't have kavana for all 19 brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. So therefore, I'll say 3 brachas of Shemoneh Esrei with a great deal of kavana, and I'll leave out the rest. That is not what we're talking about here. We're talking about things that a person says which are not mandatory, which are optional. Meaning, Shemoneh Esrei is mandatory. Birchas Kriyat Shema is mandatory. Psuki de Zimra, although you can try to bring an implication from the Gemara that Psuki de Zimra is more of a Midas Chasidus, but Lamais, in the end of the day, it's mandatory. You have to say these things. You don't have a choice. Karbanos, at least the basics of Karbanos, is mandatory. You don't have a choice in the matter. It doesn't mean you have to say the Parsha Sakior, but it does mean that you have to say the Parsha Satamid, maybe even the Parsha Sakatoris. You know, so these are things that are mandatory. You don't have a choice. So obviously you try to say them the kavana. But then to go ahead and add extra prakim and just to pound ourselves with more and more and more psukim and prakim, and that's the way we approach the Yamim Noraim, by just mindlessly mumbling more prakim, that's not necessarily the way to go. So, and that's really along the lines of the Graz Shita, which was don't just add more psukim and more prakim. The Chachamim had a specific, you know, minimum that we had to accomplish, and more than that, they deemed tircha d'tzibura, bitul malacha, things like that, and they didn't think that just adding more always equaled something better. It's a concept called kol amosif goreya. Now, halacha lemaisa, I'm not suggesting that someone who says l'david Hashem Ori should not say l'david Hashem Ori. Certainly we should, but if we're going to say it, we should recognize what it is, which is something extra that we do, and therefore we should take great effort to not just say it, but to say it with kavana, to have in mind the Mishnah Berurah's biur from the Medrash that l'david Hashem Ori v'yishi, right, etc., refers to the yamim noraim, right, and refers to Sukkis, and therefore we should have in mind that the coming of the yamim tovim, it should remind us that the yamim noraim are approaching, and obviously the chachamim, or the earlier chachamim, were misakin that we blow tkiya shofar as a way of knowing that the yom noraim are approaching. But in addition, we then later added l'david Hashem Ori as well, and we should try to keep in mind that this is something extra, and therefore if we're going to do it, we should do it right. We should make sure to have as much kavan as possible when we say the words, and to have it be meaningful to us and to lead us into the Yom Noraim in the right frame of mind.